If you live in a metropolitan area in New York, you've likely been serenaded with the sound of illegal fireworks in recent weeks. Police departments around the state have tried to crack down on the practice, but with 4th of July right around the corner, it's not clear what's in store for the future. Local complaints have prompted some reflection from my next guest, Andrew Joyce, chairman of the Albany County Legislature, and he's hoping that changing one of their local laws could make it easier for police to go after this annoying trend. Thanks for joining us, Andrew.
My pleasure.
So have you heard illegal fireworks going off where you live when you're trying to go to sleep or enjoy some TV at night?
We've heard them, not directly in our neighborhood, but we do hear them in the city. I live out off of Scotland Avenue, kind of near the training academy. And you sit in the backyard at night and you can hear the muffled pops, you know, coming from in the Pine Hills and the New Scotland Ave area. And it's funny, I was talking about it today, and it did not was not unlike the time I had served in Iraq in 2003. And you get woken up, you know, at Baghdad International Airport by mortars. You know, you hear them, and it does sound like a war zone, kind of from far away. And I can't imagine what people are experiencing when it's right outside their door.
Yeah, what are the complaints that people in the city of Albany specifically are making? And do we have any idea the number of complaints that the local police department's receiving?
It seems like in 2020 and more recently, the complaints have increased exponentially. And it's chiefly, the large, almost professional grade fireworks going off at all hours of the day. And it's, again, you know, this isn't bottle rockets and firecrackers. These are big, you know, big pyrotechnic sets. And it's just, it seems like the area has been inundated with them and they're going off all the time. And it's, you know, it's veterans, it's neighbors, it's pets, and it's bothering everybody.
Is there any complaints coming from the suburbs of Albany County as well, say the colonies and the more rural areas too?
We've heard it. We've heard it from members of the legislature that are getting complaints from, you know, their neighbors, to include Colony, also Green Island. We held a press conference this morning, and we've had legislators from Waterville Elite and Green Island join us. This is the countywide problem.
And what have you heard from the police departments about this issue? Do they know where they're coming from, or have they said what they kind of help they need in order to go after this?
Well, I think what we've figured out is that, you know, in the midst of the pandemic and the quarantine, you have individuals that are off of work or furloughed or working from home, and now they have time to drive to New Hampshire and get a van load of fireworks, either for personal use or for sale. So that's going on, the illegal stuff, the stuff that's illegal in New York. And what we're talking about today was opting out of a law that we opted into in 2016, which made sparklers illegal. And, you know, I was a junior legislator at the time, and in my mind, I thought a sparkler was a sparkler. You know, the little stick that you hold in your hand that sparkles. You know, kids use them. But we showed up in the stores, we're not sparklers. It's not what I had expected. You know, you light a wick and sparks and flames and little mortar poppers shoot out, you know, a dozen feet into the air. And that's just kind of complicated the issue to identify, you know, the illegal stuff versus what we made illegal. So we think by opting out this year, we'll make it easier for law enforcement to identify what's illegal and what's not illegal. And it'll also just take that out of the equation.
And after a quick break, we'll continue our conversation with Albany County Chairman Andrew Joyce, including a local law he's hoping to repeal.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
We're speaking with the chairman of the Albany County Legislature, Andrew Joyce. And before the break, you were talking about the unintended consequences of the legalization of sparklers in the county. What will the repeal of the law look like, and what will be legal in the county as a result?
Sure. It's just kind of a period of reflection for us, because as we've seen the complaints increase, we've kind of looked at it, and I deeply regret at this point, you know, voting in favor of this back in 2016. I think we're part of the problem, making sparklers legal. So what we're going to do, it's a fairly, I'm going to not try to become a lawyer here, try to explain what we're trying to do, but it's a pretty routine legislative act that we're going to undertake in July. It's being introduced by two members from the city, to include a member from Green Island, Matthew Peter, Raymond Joyce, and Sean Ward. We are opting out from what we opted into in 2016, which the state gave the counties, the wherewithal to do. So we're going to opt out. And what we're going to do in July, it's going to be introduced. I'm going to send it to our public safety committee for consideration. And at that point, we're going to kind of look at, every product for what it is. And we go from, the tubes that shoot sparks into the air, 12 feet high, all the way down to those little plastic champagne poppers. That's what we need to, that's the kind of level we need to get down to. And everything will be considered. I was asked today if, will sparklers still be legal? It's all about how it's classified, and we're going to have to work out those details in committee. And it's going to be based off what the members want to do and what the constituents want us to do. But those large box products that you see in Price Chopper and Target, again, part of the problem, and we need to do something about it.
In the meantime, is there anything that can be done to help law enforcement, or do you feel like this is it in the meantime?
Well, I think in the meantime, one of the goals from, talking about this today was just to remind people about people enjoy fireworks. I enjoy them too. I try to use them responsibly when I use them. It also serves as a reminder for people, they're still legal and they're going to be legal for another couple of months probably, depending on how fast we can move along with the legislation. We're just reminding people, just be responsible. Don't light them off in the middle of the night. Be respectful of your neighbors. Be respectful of the people that, may be triggered, by the loud explosions and pets, of course. So I think it's on the individual, it's on the citizens to kind of, check what they're doing and check on their neighbors and some personal responsibility as we try to work out what we need to do in the legislature, to scale back what we've done.
Your neighbor to the west, Schenectady County, is one of the handful of counties that initially said no thanks when got the option to legalize sparkling devices. But my understanding is that the city of Schenectady, for example, has its own problems with illegal fireworks going off at night. So why do you think, if they're all still dealing with this as a problem, why do you think this would, repealing the law in Albany County will make a difference?
Well, definitely a regional approach is always best. You could have folks from Schenectady going to Albany, stores and buying the stuff. I think that also is an indicator of the problem that I had mentioned before, where people are just bored and they have time in their hands and they can go to places where these are legal and they can bring them back either for personal use or for sale. But we're just sending a message in terms of the opt-out. And I think at least when we get the sparkling devices off the shelves in the stores, that'll scale back, at least initially. It's a good first step, to address a larger problem.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, you made the case in your tweet recently where you said, we need to change the law. You said that law enforcement can't discern between legal and not legal fireworks. And,
right.
Schenectady County, because they never approved this law, they're all illegal, yet they're still having the problem. So I don't understand why changing this law in Albany County will make a difference.
Like I said, kind of anecdotally, if we get these off the shelves in Albany, mm-hmm. it's kind of sending a message. It's a perception. It's like, okay, if these devices and these products are illegal, then it's the illegal stuff we'll be able to identify and the police will be able to respond when they get a nuisance report. It's just kind of cutting off the flow of these small products. And it does something with people's perceptions. Like, okay, well, these things are, these sparkling products, small and large, are legal. I can go ahead and set off these other things, and the police aren't going to be able to, get to me, or they're not going to. It doesn't matter anymore. Kind of is what I'm kind of getting at. And if we kind of limit the flow of these smaller products into the stream, whether it be Troy or Schenectady or otherwise, that could help the issue. That'll kind of say, okay, if I want to set off this rocket or this bottle rocket, it's going to be harder for the. It's going to be easier for the police. To identify me and get to me, and the neighbors, calling in the complaint, because there aren't all these sparkling products all over the place going off as well, which are legal, which we're buying in Albany, and they sound like regular fireworks. They don't sound any different from an M80 or otherwise because they're very loud. So it's kind of a complicated kind of an issue, and the smaller products are still there, and that kind of shields the act or the people setting off the bigger stuff.
In early June, following contentious interactions between police and protesters, there were some on social media who argued that people with complaints about fireworks shouldn't call police officers, arguing that they would end up inflaming the situation if they responded and saw people doing this. Do you think people should think twice before calling the police with a complaint about fireworks?
No. No, I mean, I don't think people should think twice about calling the police on any issue. I'm not going to speak to a law enforcement, technique or the way I would expect that they, at least locally, that these individuals will, they'll handle each complaint professionally. And, if there's fireworks going off and it's bothering you, you should absolutely call the police and try to get it stopped. I mean, it's the expectation and the hope that the interaction will be professional and safe and so on. But I don't think, people are calling them in anymore at this point because it's just so prevalent.
And so finally, I just want to go back to the tweet you sent out in which you said, it's okay to admit when you're wrong. Did you feel like every bit of your, everything that's ingrained in you as a politician, pushing against you when you sent out that tweet? Because most of the time they try to, they come on, they tell us they're, infallible, they never made a mistake. So what made you feel comfortable saying that?
Well, that the rear end covering, the covering of yourself is nauseating to me, just as a person. And with everything going on at the national level, with President Trump and this kind of the overturning of our democracy and public service in and of itself, I think it's important for us at the local level to set the example and say, yeah, I got it wrong. And just take the L, as they say, and do what you can to review what you've done and make the fix. And you got to set that example. Admit when you're wrong and try to fix what you can. And we're not immune to that. And to try to say that you are, act like you are, is disingenuous. You got to get over yourself.
And what are you going to do to get your fireworks fix this July 4th with the Albany traditional fireworks canceled this year?
Well, we're not going to be able to roll this back in time for July 4th. But I think at this point, what we're doing now is we're starting the conversation. We hope to get the people. When we talk about being responsible or being respectful of what you have, we're watching. We've identified the problem. And we know the difference between sparklers and illegal fireworks. So again, we're just really hoping that folks, if they have them, that they use them responsibly and respect to their neighbors. And just everyone has to stay safe while we try to review the problem.
We've been speaking with Andrew Joyce, chairman of the Albany County Legislature. Andrew, thank you so much for making the time.
Thank you, David.
You've been listening to the Capitol Press Room, which you can take with you on the go wherever you download podcasts. Our engineer in Syracuse is Dave White. My producer in Albany is Tim Williams. I'm David Lombardo. Thanks for listening.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.